Sondo inquiry into state captures has cost 700 million rand so far. The Sondo Commission of Inquiry into State Capture has so far cost the state 700 million rand, slightly more than double the amount mentioned by Justice Minister Ronald Lamola in September 2019. The lifespan of the commission, which was established in August 2018 under Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Sondo, has been extended to end March 2021 so that it can wrap up its work. The commission has delved into allegations of fraud and corruption at state-owned enterprises such as South African Airways, Eskom, Transnet and the Passenger Rail Agency of SA, among others. It is anticipated that many prosecutions of those guilty of looting the state will arise from these probes. Justice and Correctional Services Department Acting CFO Ntlantla Mthembu told members of Parliament's Justice and Correctional Services Committee on Wednesday of the 700 million rand cost of the commission to date since inception. Acting Director General of the Department Jacob Skasana added that the main cost drivers of the commission were the investigation and legal teams. The commission had asked for an additional 42 million rand to sustain the investigations as this budget had run dry. Skasana noted that the investigators were using expensive equipment and were spending about 18 million rand a month on investigations, both in terms of personnel and IT. Skasana said the commission had asked for 240 million rand for the 2020-2021 financial year, but the Department of Justice refused to agree to this, partly because the budget provided for a 5% increase in legal fees at a time of economic slowdown when the rest of the country was not getting salary increases. The commission had also moved out of its expensive private sector premises into one provided by the Johannesburg municipality. These measures reduced the budget to 150 million rand, and the budget is now 108 million rand. National Director of Public Prosecutions Shamila Batohi asked MPs to imagine what it would cost law enforcement and the NPA to prosecute the corruption cases arising from the commission, given the costs of the commission itself. Skills and capacity would be required to properly address the avalanche of work that is going to come to the NPA's investigative directorate from the Sondo Commission and other commissions of inquiry. Batohi said the NPA had been hollowed out of investigation and prosecution skills for highly complex corruption cases and had been engaging with the Sondo Commission with a view to law enforcement and the investigative directorate taking over its IT systems and capabilities. This would be a huge benefit in holding accountable those responsible for the large-scale corruption, though the NPA would not be able to pay the same unsustainable salaries paid by the Commission for these skills. Deputy Justice Minister John Jeffrey informed the committee that the Judicial Matters Amendment Bill would provide for the expungement of criminal records for most of those paying admission of guilt fines, both those from the past and the future. These would include those who contravened the COVID-19 regulations. He said consultations were underway on the bill, which would not be ready by the end of July.